I'm done with my jet lag. I feel like a human again. So nice to be here. This place is so beautiful and the people are so nice, you know. And the food is so good. It is. And you can be totally nourished with a small amount of food. Because it has so many nutrients, I think. It's just amazing. A beautiful place. People also make it so beautiful. You know, we're very lucky. Giuseppe found this for us, I think. Some of you. We're so lucky. And the dogs. And the cats. And the babies. Dogs, cats, babies. They all of them invoke so much love, you know, nature. Just open your heart. Bhagavan gave us that, you know. Just to be in their presence opens your heart. That their happiness, their little smile, that's all you need. Just need a little smile from the baby. Take a moment. A moment may turn into a long moment, or we may make a moment. We'll have to see. We'll see what happens. Invoking the inner friend. Spend some time just letting your body relax in that welcoming presence of the inner friend. Just suggest to the different parts of the body to relax. As you say the word relax, that's the vritti. The content of that word comes to you, the body responds to, understands the image of relaxing. So as you feel your body relaxing, your body, your head, your mind. Let your eyelids kind of gently open them and close them very gently so that the eyelids have no creases. You can feel the tremendous difference when the eyelids are so gently closed. Feel the relaxation that takes place. Again, let your tongue relax and just to be suspended, not pressing on the palate or on the lower area, the mouth. Just feel it relaxing, suspended in space as though. Now let your mouth form that gentle smile. And as you continue to relax in your presence, the presence of your being comes more to the forefront as you maintain that relaxed posture, the gently relaxed eyelids, that suspended relaxed tummy, gentle smile. Just notice the gentle nature of your own presence, that welcoming, non-threatening nature called it Abhayam. Abhayam means your nature, your swarupa, your nature is completely free of fear. Your being, that pratyekatma, innermost being, so gentle, so abiding. You just simply are what you are. There's no change, there's no variation. Just the gentle, beautiful silence of me, of your own self, the one who is most intimate, the one that you know to be you. Whether you take yourself to be the body or the mind or a combination of the body, mind, or soul, or the transmigrating jiva, whatever you take yourself to be, it is still you. This very beautiful me, ever present to every experience that comes my way. I am the one who is there, changelessly present. To every experience, every vritti, recognize your own presence, your own me, your own being, the self that is so familiar. It is yourself. and just be yourself. Letting the body be the body, your thoughts and emotions be as they are. Whatever vrittis, whatever thoughts or feelings, experiences that are passing through the mind, let them be as they are. Welcome them. Whatever they may be, welcome them. Allow them to be as they are. And whatever experiences come, just notice their relationship with you, your own being. Don't push them away, just notice that every thought, every feeling that you have, presents itself to you, who remain always exactly the same. You are the self of all of these experiences, and you are free from all of these experiences. Can you hear the bird chirping outside and various sounds of the environment? I can hear the chickens also. Notice these sounds. And how untouched, unchanged your awareness remains. These sounds are known, but your awareness remains exactly the same. Just as everything is illumined by the sun, but the sun remains exactly the same. Deepen the relaxation of your body. The body continues to relax. Calling less and less attention to itself as it continues to relax as though blending into space. Blending in, melting into the space that surrounds it. Feel the buddhi also relaxing. As though relaxing into your own presence, which is its own presence. Relaxing into your own beautiful, naturally welcoming nature. That nature that is completely free of judgment or fear. The buddhi is diving into, relaxing into its own being. All thoughts, all experiences, passing through, received, naturally, by changeless self, a welcoming buddhi rooted in myself, a self which is absolutely accepting, absolutely free, welcoming, free of fear. Let your body continue to relax. Your eyelids very gently closed. No creases. Your tongue relaxed. Gentle smile. Simply, like the Murti, the Dharadakshina Murti, your Ishtadevta, just be yourself, body relaxed, the vritti is the best through, simply recognized as Ishwar, you just abiding as your own being. The self, this is me, this is my nature. relationship you have with your thoughts and your feelings and your experiences in meditation, being yourself, the buddhi, abiding in you with knowledge, is not different than when you're walking around, talking, being a person in the world. It is not different. Myself remains myself. And as my buddhi begins to know me, to differentiate me, to recognize me as its changeless self, less and less is my mind lost in itself. So as we take a moment to come back into the room, if you could spend, it's about 10:35 or so now, spend 10 or 15 minutes, whatever works for you, just walking by yourself, recognizing that yourself doesn't go away. You are always present, always the same, no matter what experiences are passing through. So let's spend 10, 15 minutes just in silence, taking a walk. It's like an open-eye meditation. Recognizing that nothing changes. And you open your eyes. This was Ramana's huge realization. You remain always the same.